Alaska Airlines officials say their investigation into the cause of an emergency landing at Juneau International Airport last month has confirmed their initial suspicion: a circuit breaker tripped between the cockpit and one of the engines, causing an instrument panel, but not the engine, to stop working. KTOO's John Ryan reports.
Shortly after takeoff on the night of October 23rd, the crew of Seattle-bound Flight 66 noticed a system failure and headed back to Juneau. With emergency vehicles lining the runway, the jet and its 129 passengers landed without incident. Airlines have standard procedures for emergencies. Their crews and flight attendants are trained to handle such events. Their public affairs people sometimes describe an emergency after the fact like it was no big deal. Here's Paul McElroy with Alaska Airlines.
We take no chances. Safety is our number one priority, and that's why we always follow a certain procedure. And our priority is to get that aircraft back on the ground as fast as possible. And when flight crews declare an emergency, what that tells air traffic control is to get all other airplanes out of the way, give that flight number one priority to land, and most times it's nothing very severe.
Talk to someone who's been through such an emergency, and you can get a different picture.
It was a very frightening experience.
Laura Vidic of Juneau was a passenger on Flight 66. She describes what happened shortly after takeoff.
I noticed that we had leveled off and the captain hadn't gotten on the intercom yet, but he finally did and mentioned that they were experiencing multiple failures and that we need to prepare for emergency crash landing.
She says passengers followed the instructions of the flight crew and assumed the crash landing brace position.
They had said, put your arms in front of your face and lean into the seat in front of you, or if you can, lean down and grab your ankle.
Vidic says the cabin was surprisingly quiet.
You could hear people crying, and I think everyone was kind of in their own little headspace.
She says the lack of information provided to passengers made the experience more frightening.
What was going through my mind was, you know, is this going to be a water landing? Is this going to be a mountain landing? And then all of a sudden, you know, me and the passenger next to me saw the lights and we landed without incident.
Passengers got off the plane and were offered the chance to get on a later flight. Vidic says she decided to postpone her trip and remain earthbound for a while. Alaska Airlines says it replaced the malfunctioning circuit breaker and returned the Boeing 737 to service the next morning. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.